From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC, right here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here, with a Redfest 2020 update to be held on the 18th of April. We're now taking vendor table bookings. Email to redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Vendors in at 7 a.m, breakfast at 8 a.m, Redfest opens at 9 a.m. There's some interesting news about raffles and raffle tickets on our website. We have interesting raffle prizes and door prizes. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. We know you'll like Redfest 2020, so come along and have a good day out. Bye for now on 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Now on Q News, especially for our VK4 listeners, an update on this year's WIA conference. Hello, this is Danny, VK7FREQ, from the WIA 2020 Annual Conference Organising Committee. We continue this week with information about some of the other Sunday activities. We have covered the trip out to the Grote Reber Museum and Radio Telescope at Mount Pleasant last week. This week, we cover the Mawson's Heart Replica Museum. This museum is located down on the waterfront on the corner of the Morrison and Argyll Streets and is run by Foundation volunteers, many of which have been south to the icy continent. There is a wonderful replica of the Spark transmitter used in Antarctica to relay messages via Macquarie Island to Hobart, and you will be hearing about the effect of this technology in Professor Lean's wonderful keynote presentation at the Saturday night conference dinner. The museum was built to raise funds for the ongoing conservation of the historic building at Cape Denison in Antarctica, which were used as the main base for the 1911-14 Australasian Antarctic Expedition. The museum is a replica in every sense of the word. Heritage carpenters who worked at Cape Denison on the conservation of the original huts took hundreds of photographs and measurements which were faithfully used to create the replica. The Baltic pine cladding and flooring were sourced from the same region of Scandinavia as the material provided to Mawson in 1911. This material was imported by the same Melbourne merchant that supplied the original expedition over 100 years ago. It is run by the Mawson's Heart Foundation, whose vision is to inspire current and future generations by conserving and communicating the legacy of Sir Douglas Mawson's expeditions, other Antarctic pioneers, and Australia's Antarctic heritage. This tour takes about an hour. To find out more, view www.mawsons-huts.org.au. By the way, the museum backs onto the Lark Distillery shopfront, and therefore, if time permits, you may like to sample some award-winning single malts or gins. A reminder that discounted room rates are still available from the conference venue, Best Western Motels. Just mention the WIA conference when booking. We look forward to welcoming you here in Hobart. This is Danny, VK7FREQ.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the course of a year, we get to hear many regular voices on the news broadcasts, and a number of less familiar ones. The members of Valara bring a different nuance to the news, and sometimes we even hear young people when Jota comes along. I've commented that often we see a collection of mature people at our gatherings, but we also have a number of younger people joining and enjoying the hobby. Time goes on, the news that we record is distributed in different formats for different platforms and different audience segments. For me, an important group of potential listeners are those people in the younger age groups, the ones that have driven the uptake of video streaming and the now ubiquitous podcasts. So many people now have home studios for audio production, and from what I see, quite a few amateurs are using studio-type audio equipment in their shacks. We talk about training people to ready them for life in the learning streams we called STEM and STEAM. What I would like, what I hope for, is that some of these people who can speak to other young people would join the WIA broadcast team. You may be looking to try your hand at podcasting or even entering the old-fashioned radio world, but you have the opportunity to experience producing and recording material for fellow amateurs. Equipment may be just a computer from a phone, tablet or desktop, an external microphone such as the hands-free on your phone or a gaming-type headset will get your audio ready for email. Usual app for preparing emails or word processing will let you prepare those interesting scripts that people enjoy. We in the news team like to encourage others to join us, and there's a wide range of skills amongst the people whose voices you hear each week. Find the bare bones on submitting items for the news on the WIA website under the Weekly News Broadcasts heading. Want to chat with us? Contact nationalnews@wia.org.au or vk4zpp@wia.org.au. I hope to hear from you. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.